Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. I'm so glad you're joining us for our lesson today. Do you enjoy watching tennis matches? Have you ever seen any live or simply on TV or the internet? Would you like to go to the classiest tennis tournament in the world? Well, you're in luck. The title of today's lesson is Wimbledon. I guess others are classy too, but there are some traditions that make Wimbledon something very special to attend. But what exactly can you expect to see? And who can you expect to see at Wimbledon? Let's find out.
Wimbledon. Wimbledon comprises five main events, with several junior events and invitation events. Men and women, or gentlemen and ladies, as they're called at Wimbledon, compete in singles and doubles matches. There is also mixed doubles, where one man and one woman make up a team. Events are mostly single elimination tournaments. Only the gentlemen's, senior gentlemen's, and the ladies' invitation doubles are round-robin tournaments. During the 14 days of furious competition, nearly 500,000 people will attend the event, including members of the royal family.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 elimination 这个不可数名词。Elimination 在这里是指竞赛中的淘汰出局。例如 the team's elimination from the game was a shock to their fans. 这支球队竟然在比赛中被淘汰出局，让他们的球迷感到震惊。或者是 after the initial elimination, only 10 girls qualified for the modeling contest.经过第一轮的淘汰之后，只有10位女孩符合资格可以参加模特儿比赛。Elimination 也指消灭或排除。例如 ,the foundation is devoted to the elimination of racial discrimination. 这个基金会致力于消除种族歧视。接下来我们看的是 round robin 这个名词。Round robin 在比赛中是指所谓的循环赛，意思就是参赛队伍并不是像 single elimination 单淘汰赛的这种方式必须要一次定江山，而是有机会可以跟每一个队伍比赛。例如 Molly ranked number 2 in the 8 player round robin badminton game， Molly 在这个八人制的羽球循环赛中排名第二。或者是 after multiple games in round robin competitionsMost teams suffer from fatigue and stress. 在循环赛多次比赛之后，大多数的队伍都饱受疲倦及压力之苦。
Thank you very much, Michelle. Friends, let's get right into our lesson. We read at the beginning here, Wimbledon comprises five main events with several junior events and invitation events. Okay, so there are a lot of different tennis events and matches going on at Wimbledon.
We read men and women, or gentlemen and ladies, as they're called at Wimbledon, compete in singles and double matches. Wow, so they're actually quite polite at this competition. Men and women are called ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what if they use those words to talk about athletes in all sports, like in the NBA, the gentlemen playing basketball, and the NFL, those gentlemen throwing the football around? How delightful.
How delightful. Well, I think that this particular competition, it's very appropriate to call ladies, or call, you know, women, ladies, and men, gentlemen. But I'm not necessarily sure every sport that would be appropriate.
Yeah, I just think it would be kind of fun to see that happen. But so there are these singles competitions, these doubles matches. Okay, that means a single competition is one versus one. Doubles, of course, is two people versus two people. We read here, there is also mixed doubles where one man and one woman make up a team. Hey, that could be fun.
Make up a team. Hey, I really like that phrase, to make up. But my big question for you, Gabe, is what is the difference between to make up something and to comprise, or something is comprised of something?
That's a great question, because, friends, in the first sentence of our lesson, we read Wimbledon comprises five main events. Actually, we use these words or these phrases often in the same way, okay? So to comprise, or to make up something, that means to combine together to form something larger, okay? So that means these men and women come together to form a team, okay? They're making up a team. To comprise means the same thing. It's used to talk about everything that is contained in something. So this team comprises men and women. The men and women make up this team.
And here's another way to use these words. A basketball team is comprised of at least six players. Now, you can also use make up. You could say, you know, six players make up a basketball team.
Exactly.
So they are used very similarly. Or you could say at the party, each family will make up their own team. That just means that every family will be a team in themselves as they're playing the games.
That's right. So friends, these are good words, good phrases to know. Think of other ways to use them. But we continue here. Events are mostly single elimination tournaments. They're mostly single elimination tournaments, but we read on, only the gentlemen's, senior gentlemen's, and the ladies' invitation doubles are round robin tournaments.
Okay, so you see the words single elimination, mm-hmm. and you see the word round robin. Now, what is the difference between a single elimination tournament or a single elimination, yeah, and a round robin?
Yeah, actually, these words are contrasting each other. Mm. So they're different kinds, kind of opposite kinds of tournaments, okay? A single elimination, when you eliminate somebody, that means they're out. After playing, they're done. After losing, okay? So after losing once, then you're out of the tournament. You can't play anymore. A round robin tournament, on the other hand, is when the teams get to play all of the other teams. No matter how many times they win or lose, they are playing everybody.
That's right. Now, this reminds me when I was in high school. I used to be a part of a debate team. Mm-hmm. And we used to participate in these round robin tournaments. So that means that at every round robin tournament, every team would compete against one another. So we would usually do about six debate rounds.
That's great.
Six debate rounds. And then at the end, whoever won the most of the rounds, they would move up to the next round.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I don't know about you. I would prefer to join a round robin tournament of some kind. You have more experience, more chances to do what you love, as opposed to just a single elimination. But speaking of single elimination, there's another word that people use to talk about single elimination tournaments, and that is knockout. They might just call it a knockout tournament.
That's right. And basically, a knockout tournament is the same idea as a single elimination tournament. But we need to move along. Only the gentlemen's, senior gentlemen's, and the ladies' invitation doubles are round-robin tournaments. During the 14 days of furious competition, nearly 500,000 people will attend the event. Now let's take a look at that word, furious.
Yeah, actually, it's one of our word bank words. And here in our lesson, it means intense, right? You've seen those movies, The Fast and the Furious. Well, those are pretty intense movies. These are intense competitions.
For example, during the holiday, there was furious weather. There was a furious storm.
And it's time for us to go enjoy a furious info cloud? It's not that furious.
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I love learning more about traditions, so let's talk about a unique tradition today, eating strawberries and cream while watching tennis.
This is certainly an interesting tradition, and it doesn't take place at every tennis match. Eating strawberries and cream is special to the tennis championships at Wimbledon in London, England.
While no one really knows how or why it started, there are a few possibilities. The most popular theory is that it was simply the right time of year for strawberries.
The harvest time for strawberries in England during the late 1800s was probably quite short and just happened to be when Wimbledon was being played. Eating strawberries had also become a part of afternoon tea, which was gaining popularity at the time.
Covering the strawberries with a sweet cream continues to be a popular way to serve them at Wimbledon. But, of course, you can get the strawberries without cream as well.
The strawberries are grown on local English farms and picked before sunrise each day of the Wimbledon tournament.
The strawberries must certainly be delicious because an average of 34,000 kilograms are served each year during the championships.
中秋节吃月饼，感恩节吃火鸡。 这些过年过节的传统想必大家并不陌生。但是你可知道, people eat strawberries and cream while watching tennis at Wimbledon. 人们在看英国温布敦网球赛时吃草莓配鲜奶油的传统。据说在19世纪末,英格兰地区的草莓丰收季节相当短,大概就是温布敦网球赛两周比赛的期间。 并且草莓也是喝下午茶时的最佳点心，从此它就成为大家看比赛时必吃的食物。你知道吗？现在每年在温布敦网球赛期间，观众们平均会吃掉大约3万多公斤的草莓，真是相当惊人。这就是今天的InfoCloud，我们下次请关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about Wimbledon. And what can you see at Wimbledon? Well, you could see some single elimination tournaments or perhaps round robin tournaments as well. And who can you see? Well, often members of the royal family will attend Wimbledon. It is a classy event indeed. Now, what members specifically? Well, let's find out.
Wimbledon. On occasion, this has included the Prince of Wales and Her Majesty the Queen. One of Wimbledon's past traditions required players to bow or curtsy toward the tournament's honored guests. Some players still happily abide by the tradition, even though the players are no longer required to do so. As the players compete, the tennis fans also participate in another tournament tradition by consuming the customary strawberries and cream. With the tennis world's focus now set on Wimbledon, don't miss the opportunity to catch this beloved sporting event.
Okay, 其实我们看 abide by 这个成语, abide by something 是指遵守或遵循某个规定或协议。 例如, true players will abide by the referee's decisions at all times. 真正的选手会实时遵守裁判的决定。或者是, any student who fails to abide by the school rules will be punished. 任何学生如果没有遵守校规的话,都会被处罚。如果是 abide的话,是指忍受或容忍,和stand用法差不多。但是 abide通常都是用否定的句型。例如, Eric can abide other people's success. Eric 见不得别人成功。最后我们看的是 customary 这个形容词。Customary 是指惯有的或典型的。 例如, Ted was having his customary morning coffee when one of his colleagues barged into his office. 当 Ted 一位同事闯进他的办公室时, 他正在喝每天早上必喝的咖啡。 Customary 也指传统的, 例如, In the States, it's customary for the father of the bride to pay for the wedding. 在美国,惯例是新娘的父亲必须支付婚礼的费用。 它的名词就是去掉字尾的ary 变成custom。 例如, eating rice dumplings is one of the customs of the Dragon Boat Festival. 吃粽子是端午节的习俗之一。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. We read on here, on occasion, this has included the Prince of Wales and Her Majesty the Queen. That is so cool. So if you go to attend Wimbledon, there is a very big chance you're going to see some members of the royal family and maybe even the Queen herself.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
Well, that would be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity now, wouldn't it? Well, we read one of Wimbledon's past traditions required players to bow or curtsy toward the tournament's honored guests. Did you just see that?
I did. I really like what you did, Rebecca. Okay, so we all know what a bow is, right? We kind of bend at the waist like this.
Yes.
But Rebecca was doing a curtsy. Could you demonstrate that again?
You just do this.
Okay, so right. So this is what ladies do, or mm-hmm. girls. In some traditions, right, you put one leg in front of the other and one leg behind.
Yes, so you typically put one back and then you just bend your knees a little bit. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes ladies like to hold out their dress.
Yeah, right, okay.
Especially
so that,
little girls.
That's right. So that is a curtsy. All right. It's kind of a, yeah, it's a very proper thing to do. It's, yeah, it's great. That women don't have to bow like men do.
No.
It's cool.
Now this reminds me when I was younger, mm-hmm. I used to go to piano recitals. When I was young, I used to like to curtsy at the end of my piano piece that I played. But then as I got older, my teacher actually told me that it would be better if I bowed instead of curtsied.
Oh, really? So yeah. That was just her preference?
Yeah, that was her preference. So, I mean, either way, either one is fine, mm-hmm. but that was just her preference.
Right, sure. Well, I think it's great that at Wimbledon, it is a tradition for women to curtsy. We read on here, some players still happily abide by the tradition, even though the players are no longer required to do so. So I guess things change. Traditions that used to be are no longer around.
Right. As the players compete, the tennis fans also participate in another tournament tradition by consuming the customary strawberries and cream. Now, doesn't that sound delicious? Strawberries and cream?
Oh, man. It doesn't just sound delicious, Rebecca. It looks delicious. This is what I would be going to Wimbledon for. Yesterday you asked me if I have ever seen a live tennis tournament, and I think that if I were to go, I would go basically to enjoy the strawberries and cream.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't actually watch the tournament. You would just be thinking and eating the strawberries and cream.
Exactly. I mean, I might enjoy the tournament as well. Hey, but speaking of strawberries and cream, there's actually a great phrase we would like to teach you. And it kind of has to do with our lesson. It doesn't appear in our lesson, but it's the phrase cream of the crop. All right, strawberries and cream of the crop. If you're talking about the cream of the crop, you're talking about the best of something. So the best people who could do something. The players who play at Wimbledon are the cream of the crop.
That's right. Or you can use this to talk about things. For example, let's say that I have a big bowl of apples. I could say the apples from this bowl are the cream of the crop because they came from a really good orchard.
That's great. Okay, so they're the best apples possible. Okay, friends, that's a great phrase. Think of some other way or situation where you can use that. Well, we end our lesson with this sentence. With the tennis world's focus now set on Wimbledon, don't miss the opportunity to catch this beloved sporting event. Now, if you're catching something, That means you're experiencing something that is only there to experience for a certain amount of time.
Ah, that's right. So for example, let's say that a musical came to town. This musical is a traveling music group. We could say Melody had time over the weekend to catch the musical.
And we would like for you to catch this next word, that is beloved. If something is beloved or beloved, that is something that a lot of people love.
Right, and I know one thing here at Studio Classroom that is loved by all. That is a review skit.
Hey, time to clean up. Hey, why are you wearing all white?
This is Wimbledon. In just a few days, tennis's premier event will take place.
Right, the championships at Wimbledon. So, we need to prepare. We have a lot of work to do.
I know, but I thought we could just take a minute and dream as if we were the stars of the Wimbledon tournament.
Oh, so that's why you're wearing all white. It's the player's dress code.
Exactly.
Well, that's nice, but all white clothing isn't a smart choice for the cleaning staff to wear.
But it's fun. I can pretend I'm a professional player on Wimbledon's beautiful grass tennis courts.
Oh, well, Wimbledon does have the finest grass courts.
It's the last major tournament that still plays on grass.
I know. We help maintain it.
I'm so proud to be competing in the oldest, most historic tennis tournament in the world.
It would be nice to take home the annually increasing prize money. Just imagine that.
And imagine the recognition. Nearly 500,000 people attend to watch the matches.
Even members of the royal family.
Oh, that's right. The Prince of Wales and Her Majesty the Queen herself.
Yeah. Okay, enough dreaming. Now we should really get to work.
Oh, well, wait. Don't forget about the customary strawberries and cream.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All this hard work is making me hungry.
Me too. Let's take an early lunch.
Good idea. Let's go.
Well, that's the end of our lesson about this beloved sporting event, Wimbledon, which takes place in England.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything famous going on in the United States this month?
Oh.
England, the United States.
Hey, I think you're thinking of America's birthday, July 4th?
That's right.
Independence Day?
British people don't like talking about that.
Oh.
Well, friends, we do have more to learn next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
About the 4th of July. A friend cares at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.